Facebook tonight that we invite you to come Sunday morning at 10:30 to Greatest Freedom Ministries on 3004 Twin Oaks Drive in Rockingham, Virginia. We're having a drive-in outdoor service, and then we're going to have a baptism service, and then we're going to have a picnic where we're going to serve you in your to your vehicles, and we're going to give you a home-cooked meal. We're going to have a pulled pork barbecue, ham sandwiches or hot dogs, and the sides that go with it. So I invite you to come out. Praise God. This week, I had a dream. And the Lord laid on my heart, and he's put this word in my spirit, time, times, time. And I was saying, Lord, what do you, time, times, time. What are you saying to me, Lord? Where do you want me to go? And the Lord says that he wants us to minister in time past, time present, and time coming in the future. Amen. And one of the things that he reminded me of is what Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 3, verse number 1. He said, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. And so one of the things that he was speaking to me about in 2 Timothy chapter 3, the Word of God tells us, the Apostle Paul was speaking to his student Timothy, and he's speaking to you and I. He says, in verse 1, he says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Amen. And there's dangerous times that are coming to our nation and our world, but God wants us to be of good cheer because he has overcome the world. And where he led me tonight is into Psalms chapter 12. Psalms chapter 12. And what the psalmist is writing about here is God will preserve the godly. Amen? So in verse number 1, the psalmist David says, help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips, and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Who have said, will our tongue, will we prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord, and I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. And this is where I want to focus our attention tonight. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. The title of this evening's message or the teaching is Time to Purpose. The purpose I have in mind is to determine. Time to determine. And we're going to look at three things. God sent his word to purify, to perfect, and to perform. To purify, to perfect, and to perform. Let's ask God's blessing. Father, we ask you to bless the preaching and teaching of your word tonight, Father God. May the words that proceed out of my lips bring glory and honor and praise to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, I thank you for every hearer, Father God. I pray for ears and hearts to be opened up and for your word to penetrate their hearts, Father God, and accomplish what you sent it to do. And when all is said and done and accomplished, all glory and all honor and all praise will be unto you, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. You know, the Apostle Paul said that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, and righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So first thing I'm looking at, God's word is to purify, and the only thing that can purify is the pure word. The adulterated word will never purify anything. I was thinking about that and this afternoon, and the Lord reminded me of a vehicle I had one time, and there was water that got mixed with the gasoline, and it started puttering around, and it wouldn't run. It was missing and puttering, and it wouldn't go. And that's sort of what happens when we mix the word up and we don't have the pure word of God, and we don't understand why we're just puttering around and we're not running the race and fulfilling the call of God on our lives. So he says first to us, he sends his word to purify in Psalms chapter 18, verse number 30. The word of God says this. He says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. Okay? So when I was looking at that, the Lord took me to the next chapter in Psalms chapter 19. Verse number 7. The word of God says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. And the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Jesus said to us, he said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And I'll say this over and over, error never set anyone free. Solomon, in all of his wisdom, says in Proverbs chapter 30, again, we're looking at to purify the pure word of God, to purify our hearts. In verse number 5, Solomon says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Then he says this, add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. One of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about, it was just like that water in the gasoline. There's so many different translations of the Bible. You can find the Bible to say whatever you want it to say, okay? And the problem was, if it's not the authorized word of God, if it isn't the pure word of God, it's not going to transform and change any lives. It's the pure word of God that's applied. Jesus made it simple to us in Matthew 5, verse number 8, he said this, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen? And so what he is saying is the word has been tried, it's been purified, like in a furnace 7 times. That means it's been perfected, okay? There's no error in it. And as the word goes forth, it's sent to perfect something in each and every one of us. So we'll stay in Matthew chapter 5 and go to verse number 43. This is kind of interesting for us, the church, and the day and the hour that we're living in. Listen to what Jesus said. Get the red into your head. Written in red into your head, the words of Jesus. And then you'll sleep well when you go to bed. Hallelujah. Verse 43, Jesus said this. He said, you have heard that it have been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same, or the world? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And the only way that we can be perfected is by applying the purified Word of God, the pure Word of God. The Word of God is the only thing that will change our hearts and our lives. Amen. So the Apostle Paul says to you and I, say thank you. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 11, he says that he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. For what? Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen? So I'm being made perfect by the Word of God. I'm being transformed by God's Word. And it's just like that water in that gasoline. Unless you remove that water out of that gas, your motor's never going to run like it's supposed to. And the same thing is with the watered down Word of God. So the psalmist tells us in Psalms 138, are you with me? Or am I by myself? Psalms 138, verse number 6. He says, though the Lord be high, yet have he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endure forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. You know, so what he is saying to us, he's got his word, the purified word, to purify our hearts, to perfect us, to do a work in us. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So it's important for the one that's in you to be magnified and exalted to come out. Amen. Thirdly, when we take the pure word of God and we digest the pure word, all of a sudden it's perfect, okay? There's no error in it. And since there's no error in it, it's there to remove error in our lives. And we get perfected by what God has sown into our hearts and lives. And then all of a sudden, we'll be able to perform it. Amen? In other words, we'll be able to put it to action. Then we'll let our light so shine before men that they see our good works and give our Father in heaven all the glory. When we want to spit in somebody's face, instead we bless them. Amen? Amen? Hey, I tell you what, in the world we're living in now and all the ridicule and all the things, you know, pray for our university. JMU closed today, okay? They said that the freshmen all got sent home. Okay, so and they're doing virtual learning, and everything is there's a state of confusion all around our nation and our world. And God's called the church to be the stability in the midst of this, because we have the pure word of God that can perfect, that can change the atmosphere where we come, and then all of a sudden it's performed, and God receives all the glory. You know, I was excited the way that the Apostle Paul said it in Romans 4, verse number 21, the Apostle Paul said, and being fully persuaded, being convinced what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Amen. And that's where we speak. Faith is the substance of things that we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, if we have to see it, there's no faith involved. But at the same time, God's going to manifest himself in a supernatural way in these last days. Amen? And when it looks like the whole world is in chaos, all of a sudden, God's glory is going to be revealed. Amen? In the midst of it all. He says, for me, just to be steady. Be steady, Eddie. Amen. He reminded me that he's in charge and he's in control. So stay calm and stay collective, because he has it all. Amen. And the truth is, it's not our battle to fight anyway, it's the Lord's battle. He said, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And God wants to speak. And what the psalmist is speaking to is a rebellious church, the body of Christ, and is in a season of rebellion. And I believe it's really more like the spirit of apathy, because it's got complacent because of the things change and they've got new habits. Amen? How many know habits are hard to break, good and bad ones both? Amen? And so God's speaking in this time, and he reminded me how the prophet Ezekiel reminded them that judgment was coming, but at the same time, there's mercy and there's grace. Amen? And Ezekiel chapter 12, verse number 25, the prophet said this. He said, for I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged. For in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word and will perform it, saith the Lord God. Amen. In other words, what the Lord was saying to me and speaking to my heart about, and I've been saying this, but it's getting ready to be transpire in front of us, is the Lord said things are going to start happening speedily. Amen. When you pray, the answer is going to be right there. Okay. Times when you've been waiting and waiting, here I am waiting. The waiting period isn't going to be as long because things are shifting and things will be moving, and God will be moving in a supernatural way, and he'll be magnified and he'll be glorified. And then all of a sudden the trumpet will sound, and we'll end our fight here for souls, and we'll just be caught up with the Lord, to ever be with the Lord in the air, to be with him forever. Amen. Amen. So he says to us that he will perform it. So he says to us what Paul said to the church at Philippi in Philippians chapter 1, verse number 6. He said, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. In other words, God doesn't start something he doesn't finish. He said that he sends his pure word to perfect. His word that is perfected will be performed. And the performed will be preserved. Okay? We're preserved. God's preserving us. Amen? So whatever it looks like, amen, I'm glad I'm on God's team. How about you? Anybody happy you're on the Lord's team? So in closing, he said tonight, in Psalms 57, so we'll make some petitions made known to him, to petition him. He said, I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah, or pause and think about this. Listen to it. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. So in closing, what is the Lord saying? God sent his word here tonight to purify, to perfect, to perform something in each and every one of our hearts. So as we petition him, amen, remember, man looks on the outward appearance, but God, he looks upon the heart. He searches our hearts. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word and grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to do. Father, as your word went forth tonight, Father God, I pray that it ministers to heart. We're hearts and lives. We're setting a foundation that everything that we're going to do in the weeks to come is going to be built off of your word. And the foundation that we've set is your word is pure, your word is perfect, and that you will perform it. So, Father, we give you praise and we give you glory for all that you're accomplishing in hearts and lives and all that you're going to do, and we'll never cease to give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.